Hello. We're going to have a prayer and share today. We're going to be talking to the Mordi family, and we're going to have them up here to pray as well. But we can't really carry on today without thinking about what happened yesterday. And while we were worshipping, it was an amazing worship session. So thank you very much, all of you, for doing that and bringing us into the throne room, which is what it felt like. It felt like that last week as well when we were gathered together. For me, yesterday, looking at all of the pomp in the ceremony and everything that was said and what people were saying in the crowds, nobody does it like the UK. Nobody does it like the British people. They really know how to put pomp and circumstance on and all of that. And I thought, actually, no, that's not. God is going to do so much more. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? We witnessed yesterday the throne room, and we witnessed King Charles being King of Kings. Well, not King of Kings, but the King of the UK, and also seeing all of that ceremony. But can you imagine actually seeing that in heaven and seeing Jesus on the crown and being... And while we were worshipping, I just had that image of Jesus with the Lamb in his arms, and it was just the most beautiful. I could have just sat there and just spent time just worshipping him, you know, the Lamb of God. But we do need to pray for King Charles and Queen Camilla, the consort, because it's really important that even though they were crowned and as head of state and also head of the Church of England, that we pray that they would continue to lead in Christian faith. And there were some prayers that were given to us on the by the Church of England, which I think sums up, there's four little prayers of intercession, which I think sum up quite nicely what I feel is on my heart, and I think for many Christians would be on their heart for King Charles in terms of peace and being the head of the church. So if we can just close our eyes and we just pray for him now. So, Lord God, in your power you provide for your people and rule over them in love. Grant to your servant, Charles, our King, the spirit of wisdom and government, that being devout to you with his whole heart, he may so wisely govern, that during his reign your church may be protected and Christian devotion may continue in peace, that so preserving in good works to the end, he may by your mercy enter your everlasting kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord. Our sovereign, our Lord and our God, the Ancient of Days, you are sovereign over all your people. Give his majesty, King Charles, enduring wisdom and faith, in service to his people and to his land, and to you, his Lord and his Master. Grant that his faithful witness may be to others a source of hope, that he may come to know you more fully and your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns in you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now I want to pray for Queen Camilla. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, hear our prayer and multiply your blessings upon your servant, Camilla, the Queen Consort, as she offers herself with humble devotion to your service. Defend her from all danger and make her an example of virtue and godliness, and blessing to the King and to his people, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, one world without end. Amen. So I just want to thank God for what happened yesterday. And one of the things that I really loved was the reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 17. Although they did stop at 17, I'm going to go on a little bit because I feel they missed out one vital thing, and this is the most important thing. And I think it's very apt that we've got a prayer and share today, because Paul talks about, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life of worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened with the power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption for the forgiveness of sins. The Son is an image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. That's where it stopped. But it goes on in verse 18 to say, and he is the head and the body of the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, to that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself with all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. And it's so important, that, isn't it? That they stopped at verse 17, but we know that Jesus carried on to the cross. And that's for our prayer and share today. That's not just for King Charles, that's actually for all of us. That's the declaration and the coronation of King Jesus, because his throne was the cross when he was on earth, and his crown was a thorn. And with that in mind, we're going to carry on.
Thank you, Leah. We're going to pray, and we're going to bring up some lovely people in this congregation. We're going to bring up Josephine, and I'm going to ask her what she would like prayer for, and Daniela. And I'm very conscious that if you can think of what you might like to say to her, probably I need to mention it now. I don't know about you on a Sunday morning, but the cogs take a while to come round in my brain sometimes, so... Have a word for her, or scripture for her, or just generally pray for her. We can bring the microphone to you, McQueen. I don't know about you, but just to bolt on to what we've been speaking about earlier, I love history. Does anyone else here love history? Yeah. So the historic content of why we have a coronation, I've been looking at for quite a bit during the week. And I was thinking about why. And... An early king, King Alfred the Great, I don't know if anyone's heard of him, 871 to 899, he adopted into law the Ten Commandments. And that was the basis of why kings and queens are coronated. And other sections from the book of Exodus. But Alfred was persuaded by how Israel, the nation, was born out of oppression, slavery, adversity, and they then became the people of promise, God's chosen people. And Alfred adopted that story of covenant, and he laid the foundations of the coronation in England. And the covenant code, there were many oaths sworn yesterday, covenants, aligned with God's promises. That covenant code is used in Exodus and is used now. And part of what it says in Exodus, mainly Exodus 20 to 23, is if you do this, then this will happen. And that is a very wonderful and grounded and firm foundation to our lives at all ages. And Alfred wanted his nation, Britain, to be, I think it might not have been called Britain then, to be hedged by God's favour, by God's wisdom, and by God's protection. And so he took steps to make sure that the coronation we hear today, which actually hasn't changed much, was the coronation that he wanted then. And as he saw those steps, he ensured they would be part of the service we saw yesterday. So I'm just going to read the beginning of the Ten Commandments to remind us God is in control of all things. And even if we're not completely sure whether we like Camilla or Charles, and because there's a lot going on around that, God is in control of it. And we have to remember that. This is from Exodus 20. Then God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt where you were slaves. You must not have any other gods except me. You must not make for yourselves an idol that looks like anything in the sky above or in the earth below or in the water below the land. You must not worship or serve any idol, because I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. So we just have to hold on to that. We don't have to idolise any kings or queens in this world, but we're under submission to the king and the queen, but under a bigger submission to our God. And he's our God. He's not just anybody's God. He's our God. And we need to hold on to that firm. So we're going to reach the point now where we're going to ask our sister Josephine up. Are you reading the Bible in preparation? Come up, Josephine, and then Daniela. And we ought to pray for all the family. And I've got a word for Jerry and for Emmanuel later. So let's think of the whole family and obviously Chooks as well. Are you ready? You're not worn out with worship? Okay. Well, we all know and love you dearly. And we just want to hear more about what your life is like at the moment and how is God moving in your life? Quite a big question.
Well, I have a new job. I'm a bus driver, a humble bus driver. On the 428 route, so we go from Erith to Bluewater, Bluewater to Erith, and in between. But it's such a lovely job. I mean, it's not like you have the crazy passengers, lunatic drivers, but miserable other colleagues. But it's such... For me, it's such a rewarding job. It's so enjoyable. I really look forward to driving. And I say to myself, maybe I must be sad or something because I really enjoy it. I liked the job I was doing before, but that wasn't like really tasking. For driving, I'm actually, my husband always says, when you're driving for the person in front of you, the one behind, and then your left and your right. So it keeps my brain constantly. I'm thinking, okay, what's this one going to do? Have I read what's going to happen in front? Is that car going to come out any moment from now? What's this passenger going to say or do? So my brain's constantly thinking. So it's a good thing. It's a really good job. And I like the routes because it's quite quiet-ish. Because when we're driving, you hear like the general controller and they keep saying there's always one diversion or another, like, you know, those central London or north London. It is so hectic. Don't think I could manage that. But my route is very quiet, and I love it that way. And I think God just did that for me because he knows me. I don't want anything hard in my life. So he picked that route for me, and it's just perfect. Then, I mean, my boys, they're growing up. They're not my little munchkins anymore. Jerry, he's 15 now. And I mean, he left for camp when he was 14 and he came back 15. And that sort of like got to me. I was like, oh gosh, my baby's not a baby anymore. But he will always still be my baby. He said to me, look, mommy, I'm a responsible young man. And I was like, yeah, you are. with Emmanuel, he's still into his football, so I'm happy about that. But I've seen like this, kind of like a change. It's like my son's grown. He's like matured. He's not that sulky teenager. I mean, he's still a teenager, but he's going to be 18. And that freaks me out as well. I'm thinking, oh, no one sent me the memo. I'm going to have a child that is 18. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. And then my Daniela, that is my mini-me. And sometimes when I look at her, I'm thinking, oh, good golly, is that how I behave when I was this, when I was her age? I'm thinking, ooh, this is, no, Daniela is definitely me. But I've seen in her, and I'm going to try not to cry, but such a warm heart. Such a warm heart. And not because she's here, but such a warm... I will miss her like crazy when she goes back. Because she's like my... I can talk to Daniela. I can tell her anything now. It's like, oh, and she's... What she brings out, I'm thinking, wow. I don't think I was thinking that way when I was your age, in all honesty. So I do praise God for my children. Now their father. God bless him. He is. So if at all we're going to pray, it would be more for him because... And I'll try not to cry. But I think he's going through so much. So much health-wise. Because now we've just found out now that he's diabetic. I mean, this is someone that does not take sugar. Anything sweet? No, that is not my husband. But he's diabetic. And I think they said it's because of the COVID that he suffered. And so... his digestion wasn't, the intestines weren't digesting what the carbohydrates or the food that he was eating. So everything was just like stuck. And I could see it. And he's like bloated. And he, when he's bloated, he is in utter agony. So, I mean, he's in Nigeria now. He's coming back, I think, on the 11th. So we're trying to manage, okay, what we eat in, what should you eat, what should you not eat. We try this, or I bloated, or I couldn't sleep, and he had a low sugar crash or something. That. So there's a lot going on with him health-wise. And that is not my husband. But I suppose that's where we are now. So... I would like for us to pray for him. Because he's this kind of person, like, family is really important to him. And he says to me, well, I've had a good run. I've brought you guys to the best place for you spiritually, which is CBCF. He says, I might not be here, does not mean I'm not here, because he is here spiritually, well, in spirit. But he's comfortable because he knows the word is here. The word is here. We might be small, but he says the word is here. So he's relaxed when we come in for fellowship, when we come to church. He's like, you're in safe hands because you're in Jesus' hands. Because when you go there, you are in the word. So I would want us to pray for him. And I'd want us to pray for Daniela because she's doing this internship. Is that what it's called? She loves the place. She really loves it. And I see, like, when she's telling me about it, I mean, half the things she's saying, I don't understand. But I'm like, ah, yes, that's true. Oh, okay. Thinking, what is she talking about? But I see my child in her eyes, there's such a joy. And she wants to work there. So if we can pray that the Lord will. But first I need for her to pray that she's focused on her dissertation, because now this is the last year. Wow. Final year. I was just remembering now, you know, like when she was like about 7 and she'd hold the microphone and read out. And now she's going to be 22. We're just a happy, simple family. We just pray normal things that everyone would pray for. We need peace. We need guidance. We need God's wisdom in what we want to do, where we want to go. I mean, now we're going to be looking at universities for Emmanuel. Oh. But it's all good. That's it.
I'm going to start prayer.
Oh, no, one more thing.
One more thing. I just remembered. My sister-in-law, her niece, so it's kind of like an extended family thing. So her niece, we're like, okay, her adopted parent. So she's about to give birth. And it's such a, it's a huge thing. So I'd like us to also pray for her as well. Her name is, we just call her Chichi. So if we pray for her to have a safe delivery and for her not to worry and for me not to worry. As I was speaking to them this morning, and I was crying because, I mean, I don't think I would have done anything. I'm just hopeless in those things. I could not be anyone's birth partner because it's just bad. I'd freak out, I'd faint or something. I had to just tell her that, okay, don't worry. I might not be there physically, which is a good thing for you. But I'm there spiritually. And I say, okay, when we come into church and we pray, that's an extension of my family, so we pray for her as well.
Definitely last one. Last one, yeah. Well, we've got the time if you change your mind. But let's pray. Bear in mind, Daniela's going to come up and just do her little thing later. So let's concentrate now on the boys and Chooks and Josephine. And please, if you want to pray, I can bring the microphone to you. Yeah, dear Lord, we thank you that you are in control. And even when we feel sometimes when we're in the pit, you're there with us too. But the words or the scripture that comes to mind for me, Lord, for Josephine is that you will direct her path. You will navigate her life. Lord, already she has explained how much navigation she has to do every day and to be aware of everything around her for the safety of her and many others. We thank you, Lord, that you have given her the strength and the insight to do the job she does. And we know, Lord, that without you, we have nothing. So daily, we call down that strength and that insight and that discernment, Lord, which is a gift, to be able to work out not only the path, but the people that she is around. Help her to know when there is a battle, that the battle belongs to you. And help her also to know, Lord Jesus, that you hold her in the palm of your hand and that you will be a lamp to her feet. You will show her and direct her path. And we just really thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, I just want to pray for Chooks in all of this, Lord. We know in the Bible that Hezekiah, the king, was going to die, and he turned his face to the wall and he called out to you in desperation. But Lord, you restored him. You created a shadow in Ahaz's tunnel as a sign that you were in charge. You increased the depth of that by 15 years. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the God of covenant promise. We also thank you, Lord, that you hear our cry. You don't leave us to cry out on our own in despair. You hear that cry. So we pray for our brother, Chooks, that Lord Jesus, that you will cover him in your blessing, that you would extend his life. Even now as I say that, Lord, I'm humbled to ask that of you, but you hear our cry. So I pray, Lord, that you would extend his life and give them a wonderful Christian marriage together for many years, Lord. For that is a plan and a promise that I'm calling down on them, Lord. But it's your plan and it's your promise, and I'm very humble in my asking. And I thank you for the influence he would have had on his family. The fact that Chooks loves you. You are the God above all gods to him. There's no question of that. And he is the role model for his children as well. So thank you for Josephine and Chooks as they work out their Christian parenting. And again, both of them direct their paths, Lord. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Father, I want to thank you for Josephine. I thank you for her godly example, for her enjoyment of her job. Lord, that is such a wonderful gift and shows that she's just in the right place at the right time and able to see your hand in everything, down to the root that's been given. So we thank you, Lord, that it is a joy to her to go to work. We thank you that she honours you in all seasons of her life. And Lord, we want to pray for her as the children grow and as the seasons change and Daniela returns for her final year and Emmanuel looks to apply to universities and then to perhaps go to that, wherever that may be. Lord, we thank you that you are in the detail of our lives. We commit Josephine and her family to you, Lord, and we know that you will direct and that your compassions are new every morning and that every day that Josephine gets up, she can praise you and trust you and commit to you what is in her path. And so, Lord, we ask that you will draw back the curtain and show her little signs of how you're in control of each thing that is on her heart. Lord, I thank you for the wonderful relationship she has with Daniela. as they go from mother and daughter to two adults together, mother and daughter. Lord, I pray you bless that relationship richly. And as the boys grow and take on their new roles, Lord, I pray, will you bless every day with your goodness, with your mercy, with your protection, and with your guidance. Thank you, we can commit our way to you, trust in you, and you will bring it to pass. So we pray a blessing over this family, Lord, in every way. And we thank you for Emmanuel and Jeremiah, young men who have lived under the shadow of your wing. And we pray, Lord, will you anoint them for the next step? Will you enable them to translate their family's faith into their faith walk, their career path, their family path in the future? Lord, will you guide them? Will you protect them? And will you anoint them for the next stage? In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you, our Lord and our God. You are perfect, and every gift that you give us is perfect, our Lord and our God. Even before we come into existence, our Lord and our God, you always have a plan for us. We thank you for Sister Josephine, our Lord. We thank you for the perfect job that you have given her and for her enjoying it, our Lord and our God. It is your grace. Our Lord, we pray that you continuously be there for her as she drives, our Lord. We pray that you make her particularly an example for others to follow amongst her colleagues and even other drivers along the road. As she leads her family, our Heavenly Father, enable her to be a very good example for the children. We have just heard from her that her grown-up girl is meaning her, our Lord. It is because of the work that you have done through Josephine. We pray, our Lord and our God, that you continue to strengthen their relationship and enable Josephine to support the young boys as well. Continuously grant her your grace, our Lord and our God. We pray for Chicks as well, our Heavenly Father. Our Lord and our God, whatever the situation is, I can testify, our Lord, that you always provide a solution. That you provide a solution for Chuck's health. Heal him. Yes, it is going to be beyond our understanding, our Lord and our God, but you always do it. Do it for him too. Protect him in Nigeria, our Lord, and bring him back safely. And we pray for the sister that is expecting a child, our Heavenly Father. Deliver her safely. We thank you. We thank you, our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, I just want to thank you for Josephine and her precious family. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon them all. But Lord, I particularly want to pray for Josephine, that you would anoint her, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would be her all in all. that you would be her strength and her wisdom as she cares for Chooks and the children. But Lord, I just pray that you would be everything that Josephine needs, that you would anoint her, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, that you would be her own strength and her peace and her joy. And Lord, as her family grows and changes, I pray that you would fill every gap where she feels a loss, that you would strengthen her to cope with every situation, Lord, and that you would, she would just know you with her, Lord, through everything, and be able to rejoice in you. Father, I do pray for Chooks for healing and for your blessing on the children, Lord, as they grow, that they will grow closer to you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for them and pray your blessing abundantly on them now and in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to give you a verse for the whole family. It's a very well-known verse, one that you'll know, but I think it just really applies at the moment. It's Jeremiah 29:11, which says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I think that applies to all. I think it applies to Jerry. I think it applies to Daniela. I think it applies to Emmanuel, to Chooks, and you. And I think that, I just got a sense of God holding you in the palm of his hand as a family. And the future of the family is actually in his hands. And so you don't have to worry, which is hard, I know, but it's you know, that's, you often see pictures. I've got a few pictures at home actually that have been done where you get the whole family standing on a hand, and it's the idea that God is holding you. So that's the word that I got for you. So we're going to anoint Josephine. Peter?
Mike, just before you do, when you came up to start talking, I had that exact verse. And I went, no, Lord, I give this out at work far too often. It can't be for here. And I went, Lord, have you got anything else? Because I don't think Josephine needs to know that. I won't argue with my Heavenly Father in future. Matthew 6, it says, do not worry. Mike's just said that. And I had that as you came up on top of the other verses. Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat and drink. And we know that verse so well. And it goes on. And then just into 7, literally across the page. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. I so agree with what Mike said. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So therefore, do not worry. But I want to give you good things. Amen, Lord. Amen. I pray that over my sister right now as we anoint. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, we just... Everyone's coming.
Yesterday, one of the children sent me a WhatsApp message. And maybe Daniela would have sent that, because it is Daniela's friend that sent it to me, Joy. And it was a clip that... about our Christian walk. Now, it started with two accountants. God was talking to these accountants, and they were now in front of God. He now asked, now, have you done the work that I sent you to do? The first accountant said, I was an accountant, and I had an accounting firm, and I was supporting the churches, and so on and so forth. What I sent you to save 500 and something people, did you do that? I was an accountant. I had an accounting firm that I supported the children. But that is not the work that I sent you to do. The second accountant came. You could have been an engineer. You could have been a doctor. Did you do what I sent you to do? No. Then came a woman. This woman came, she was shaking, and afraid. And she started saying, I was just a housewife, a mother of three children. Just thing came to mind. A mother of three children. I didn't go on missionary work. I didn't preach to anybody. I didn't save anybody. And she was crying. Then God said to the man representing God, said, my child, you had three children. And these children have saved, did he say 5,000 something? So you have done the work that I sent you to do. Josephine, I pray that on you by the grace of God. Thank you.
So I had a similar verse, but I wasn't sure if it was for Daniela, but it goes in line with what we're saying, coupling in with, for I know the plans you I have for you. And this is in Isaiah 43, and it's 18 and 19, where it says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And I always think about those wellsprings and the fact that when the lady was at the well and Jesus said that you can continue to drink from me, you know, this water doesn't run dry. And even if you feel you're in the wasteland, you're not in the wasteland. You know, when Jesus was in the wilderness, you know, you can't survive in the wilderness without water. And God provided water for him in those 40 days. And the springs of living water are living, welling up from within. And that's what I really felt. It's those springs of living water. And you have four living waters. As the matriarch, you're looking after the husband, and you're supporting the husband, and you're submitting to the husband, which is amazing because it's biblical. And you've got three wonderful children that are springs of living water. And they will continue to be filled and overflowed. And that's part of what the plans are.
Okay. Shall I on? I think I'm on. Yes, I am. So, when we anoint people, it's representative of the Holy Spirit coming upon them. That's why the king was anointed yesterday, just as the kings of Israel were anointed. And so as we anoint Josephine, we're praying that the Holy Spirit will just bless her and come upon her and fill her and overflow in her. So, in the mighty name of Jesus, and in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, I anoint you. And I pray that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will live in you and bring life in all its fullness. And I pray that that will spread into the family as well, that the Spirit of God that operates in you will just be shared out amongst the family as well. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
You can sit down if you want to, yeah. We've got a few minutes now just to focus on Daniela, as we're not going to have her too much longer inside church, but we will need to carry on and pray for her. So if you can bear with us, we're going to have a little bit of time with Daniela alone now. Boys, you haven't missed out, because we will pray for you.
So, Daniela, I have had the privilege to be able to teach you in Sunday school and see you grow up through your teenage years in the youth. And it's been a privilege to see you grow up into a beautiful young woman, but also come back after being a couple of years in university to work in London and to see you blossom and to be here in church. So what I wanted to do is to just ask you, you know, what's going on and where are you at the moment? Where do you want to go? And what specifically would you like prayer for?
Thanks. Obviously, like what my mum said before, where I've been away at uni and stuff, just like studying and stuff like that. It's like so many things. Okay, so I think the first thing is obviously being back. I've been on my placement year and I have actually like really, really enjoyed it. I really like the company. It's got like a really great, like inclusive work culture, and I really enjoy the work that I'm doing. And it's funny because it's like it's a tech company and I'm a sociology student, but the role that I have, it really lets me like use my own skills within an environment that isn't necessarily like something that I was always like wanting to do my whole life and stuff. And so I'm coming towards the end of the placement. It finishes in July, and at first like my main goal was just to like impress enough so that I could potentially get offered a place for after graduation. But there's just been a couple things that I've been doing within the company and like spearheading and stuff like that, and I've always worked during uni and I'm gonna have to work during my last year anyway. It was just more so the type of work that I want to be doing, because obviously it is my dissertation year and I really do want to just like focus and really like put in my all for my last year. And so I knew I didn't want to go back to doing hospitality, which is what I've been doing for first and second year, because usually it's like super long shifts, like 6 p.m. start, 6 a.m. finish, and then like I go to a 9 a.m. like 3 hours later. And it's, I just feel like for my last like dissertation year, I wanted something that I could either do purely weekends or even better, like a work from home job. So it's like I have uni on my laptop, my work on my laptop, then I can do nails as well. Like I can have everything very like controlled in a way that lets me balance everything out really well. And so I then was like, okay, what if there was scope for me to stay at the company in like a part-time position? And I don't know if it's like, you know, 100% possible and stuff like that. And I've kind of brought it up with my manager a bit, and she kind of like gave me a reassuring message in a sense that, oh, it's not a matter of if we want you back, like we do want you back, we just have to like have a think of like what is logistically possible, like can we have you back in a part-time position, or is it a matter of just go to uni, finish your thing and then come back when you graduate and like stay with us full time. Which like obviously if that is the case, like I'm not going to be mad about it or anything, because like from a recruiting standpoint and like I'm being in the business, I understand how these things work and stuff. But ideally it would be great if I could be there part-time, do like the role that I do on my laptop part-time, do uni the other days. But if that's not possible, then I've still been looking for like other type of work from home jobs. It's just, I really just don't want to go back to hospitality during my last year. And I know that there are jobs out there that I could do from home. So right now, that's kind of like my biggest, I guess, prayer point is either, you know, something will happen within the company where they will have the scope to keep me on as like a part-time role, or if that isn't the case, then I'm able to find some sort of work from home job where I can do it on my laptop and still be able to find the time to like study and stuff like that. And then also I'm hoping this year that it's a good year for my nail business, because I essentially started like teaching myself how to do nails at the start of the pandemic, and when I went to uni I started doing it for clients like during uni, and it's something that has really grown to be like my main passion. Like, obviously I love the company that I'm at, but my main goal is to have my own nail shop and open a couple like across the country, and like get to the point where I can train other nail techs, bring out my own line of nail products and stuff like that. And uni has been a good place for me to start to grow my clientele and stuff like that. And so now that I have my last year, I'm really hoping that this year can be a good year for me, because there will obviously be like a new set of first year students, people that I've like had clients from like my previous years. So that's another thing that I'm hoping I can really like focus my time on this year. And yeah, and those are like the kind of the two things that I'm thinking of. And then obviously my dissertation. I'm actually excited for my dissertation, because I have my topic. I've been saving some stuff that I've been seeing on social media, because I want to use a lot of like social media sources to contribute to this research and stuff. So again, it's kind of just like, I guess, praying for uni, because last year exam period was really tough, and like I kind of was struggling a little bit towards the end of exam period with just like organizing stuff and like my brain and stuff like that. And I spoke to like the mental health team, and they were able to give me some extensions for my coursework that I'll be doing this year. But I'm basically, and I haven't actually like really spoken about it properly like to my mum and stuff, but essentially I think I might have undiagnosed ADHD, and I was speaking to the mental health people at uni, and they kind of agreed, but they were like, because they're not technically doctors, they're just support, so the most that they could do was give me an extension. And whilst I'm in this company, I have access to a private GP, and I've been telling myself to like actually remember to try and talk to someone to see if I can get an assessment and a diagnosis, because I feel like if I'm able to get that, it will help me like give like a name to the things that I'm feeling and stuff, and help me to like manage my workload and the way that like I organize like my brain and my work and stuff. So those are kind of just like the things that are like my main focuses right now. So like my dissertation, hopefully getting a diagnosis, and then finding a good job that I can do alongside my work. And then in terms of like finances and church and stuff. At uni, like, I have, like, a lot of Christian friends, which is good, and there's, like, a few Christian things that, like, go on during uni, and a lot of churches actually in Loughborough. And then also just in terms of, like, this year, it kind of makes me feel very grown, because obviously, like, there's rent and stuff to pay, which I'm actually happy, because I've been managing to, like, save stuff. So I've nearly got my first rent payment saved, because they're going to take it on the 20th of June. I don't actually move in until July, but I think they want it from June, so it can like cover the next couple of months. So I'm like just trying to be smart with that and like save properly, but hopefully by the end of May I should be able to have all of that sorted. I also still need to talk to the bills people who are going to sort out my bills, because they said something about like the standard tariff has like gone down, and so that means my bills are going to go down, so I need to like talk to them, sort that out. But yeah, it's like everything seems a bit under control at the moment, but I think obviously like prayer for these things would be good, just to like get everything more sorted and like, yeah.
There's an awful lot to pray about there. And you said you were like your mum. Well, your mum said you were like her. So let's just pray. And if you would like to pray, please join in, and we'll pass again the microphone to you. So I'm just going to start and pray for you. Dear Lord, we thank you for Daniela, and we thank you for her life. And we thank you, Lord, that she has grown up in this church, and it's been a privilege to watch her grow up. Lord, we thank you for her work and also for the studying that she's done, and to take her from going from an actress to a sociologist to a now technician. It's been absolutely brilliant to watch and observe her making those choices and those decisions. And she's come to this place, Lord, where she's had a great run at trying and having a taste of what life is like and what working life is like this past year as part of her gap year, Lord, and as part of her internship. So we pray, Lord Jesus, that this time that she has spent will not be wasted, that the things that she's learned she'll be able to put in place, that she would have lived experience, Lord, for her dissertation. And, Lord, the relationship she's made at this place, at this firm, Lord, that they will be positive work relationships, that people would have seen something in her. To know, Lord, that this is a girl worth fighting for keeping on the staff, whether it's part-time working remotely while she's at uni, but also, Lord, that when she graduates and go on the graduate program, Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, that there will be a window of an opportunity for her in this workplace, that she would be able to walk and open the door and know that it's you that's guiding that path, as we've already heard. Father, I pray especially for the work-life balance over the next year, from the dissertation to the wanting to work to trying to muddle out the finances as well. Lord, we know that you are in control, and we place Daniela in your capable hands. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would guide her and that you would give her peace in her mind, Lord. And Lord, if there is an undiagnosis of ADHD, we pray, Father God, that the right doctors and the right specialists will come alongside her and be put in her pathway to give her the guidance and the professional knowledge to help her with that. Father, we pray for her bills, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that around her, you would surround her with your people, whether it's Christians from university or the Christian Union or in a local church where she finds a second family. We thank you, Lord, for her independence, and we pray, Father God, that you have your hand upon her. We pray, Lord, that your spirit will be upon her and that you will keep her safe and that you would be able to just walk with her while she's at university, so that she'd be able to know what needs to be done and what needs to be turned off for now. Father, we pray that you'll bless her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Daniela, I remember you reading the Bible when you were so little, and I was very taken with that. And I saw then that God was very important in your life. But the thing that always makes me think of you, and I think of you, is that you're a rejoicer. You rejoice in the Lord. And because of that, it's actually contagious. Your mother laughs and I laugh, and I don't know what I'm laughing at. But you have something in you which is a real joy, and given by God for his glory. So it's not just that party animal rejoicing, which I don't think you are, but it's that God-given rejoicing. And I just want to thank God for you, okay? Lord Jesus, I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you she is contagious in her love of you and in her rejoicing in you. And Lord, we are blessed in this church. And even though we aren't going to see Daniela for a while, Lord, we won't forget this rejoicing spirit in her. And we will look forward to the next time we see her again. So cover her with your blessing, Lord. Underneath the arms, like an eagle spreads his arms, protect her with your everlasting arms. And hold her firm. Don't let her be frightened of cash and money and things that we need in earthly terms, because you're Jehovah Jireh, you're the provider. You will make sure that all of those things are sorted out. and give her the ambition and the drive to want to keep going to your glory in her study and many other places in her life. And then, Lord, may we see the fruition of what you are doing in her and continue to see that fruition. I ask also, Lord, for spiritual wisdom, so that as that becomes stronger in her, people will be attracted because of you and your spirit in her, like a moth to a light, and they will come and they will seek your spiritual wisdom through her, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that will be a real blessing to her and many. In your name, amen.
I'm just reminded of two verses, Daniela. One is, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I do believe God will give you the desires with regard to work. So commit your way to him, and he will give you that desire. And also, from the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Father, I just want to pray for dear Daniela, Lord, for all the pressure she faces as she returns to uni, as she desires paid work as well as studied work. Lord, the realities of life can be overwhelming as well. So, Lord, we entrust her to you. We thank you that you're going to direct her path. And when her heart is overwhelmed, I pray that you would lead her to you, that you would bring a support network around her, both in Loughborough and at home. And Lord, we pray that she would grow in you at this time. And I thank you that you are a God that loves to bless and give us the desires of our heart. And so, Lord, I'm going to pray a bold prayer that Daniela would see that provision with the company that she's in now, whether that's part-time work for next year or an offer for the future when she's a graduate. But Lord, we commit that to you, and we ask that a place will be made for her. And I thank you, Lord, that she enjoys this. So Lord, we ask that you bless her in every way. Bless her friendships. Bless her walk with you. Bless her dissertation and all the preparation that is involved. I pray you give her peace in her heart and clarity in her mind, that she may be able to process each section of her life and how it knits together. Will you weave a beautiful work in this year ahead, Lord? We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
So one of the things I had when I was asked to pray for you and to think about you, I had the song in my head, I see a new generation rising up to take their place, and we sung it today, which was amazing. So, and I always think of in Acts when the Holy Spirit comes down in the day of Pentecost, and it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above, and I shall show signs on the earth below, blood, fires, and bellows of smoke. The sun will not be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, I know that the Holy Spirit wants to empower you. You are the next generation, you know, and we pass on the baton to you. And I really feel that this is your time to shine. And I'm going to pray that blessing over you, that the Holy Spirit will just take you up and move you on independently, because you are the next generation. So Father God, I want to thank you for this generation. And as Daniela goes off into uni, we pray the blessing over her, that that new generation will stand up and do new things in you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll come down upon her and you will bless her abundantly as she takes up the mantle of being the next generation, one with selfless faith, and continue that joy that you have put deep, deep, deep in her heart. And I remember singing those songs with her back then, that she continues to have that joy. Holy Spirit be with her, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Did you want to just say something?
Yeah. That we used to, when I was doing beach missions, we used to sing all sorts of children's choruses. And there was one that just came to mind as we were praying for Daniela, which is, when the road is rough and steep, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Of course, that's referring to Hebrews 12, where it says, fix your eyes upon Jesus. And I think, you know, as you go through these next few years, you just need to keep remembering that. You know, whatever's going on around about you, whatever comes against you, if you fix your eyes on Jesus and keep going on that road with Jesus, then you come through. And we've watched you come through so much as you come through growing up. You know, there was a time when we used to say, we want someone to do something or other, you know, like read something. We'll get Daniela to do it because she'll do it well. And she likes doing things like that, you know. So, you know, I think Jesus will always be there for you, and you just need to keep your eyes fixed on him.
I'm just boys, so we aren't leaving you out. Well, it's been a privilege as we've seen you sort of grow up, and there will be a time, Emmanuel, where we won't see so much of you, and we'll see a bit more of Jerry. But just to say a funny little story, really, it just occurred to me today. Teamwork. I just wanted to say that God blesses us when we work together in unity. And I believe that in football you'd have learned a lot about that. And there's a funny little story about a man who arrived at a football team, looked at his chair, and there was a white card on it. And he threw it on the floor and said, "What's this all about? It's rubbish." At a later point, the team were to raise the people in the crowd were to raise their card that was on their seat, and everyone raised their card except for this man, because he'd thrown it and he couldn't reach it. And when the face came up, it was a famous footballer in their team. The opposing fans laughed because the bit that was missing was the tooth, and there was a gap. And that said everything to me, that if we can't work together as a team, we cannot honour God as well, because he put us together to work in unity. I can't wait one day to watch you play football somewhere. I know I'm going to, but I'll have to wait for that. And Jerry, last weekend, did his D of E bronze. Am I right in that, Jerry? Silver? Silver. And he got through. Can we just give him a clap? Because it wasn't easy. I think he used someone's loo on the way, didn't you, for a few moments or two to have a sit down. Yeah, but he also has learned how to be a team player. We learn it in lots of places in our life, but in church we know really the value of it, that when we work together, we work for the glory of God. So thank you for these two young men we've got the privilege to see each time. Each week, I look forward to that. I think Mike's going to close now.
So as we finish, it's been a great time. I just want to pray a blessing over us. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to what is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honour everyone, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you, everyone.